From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton continued her bus tour in Pennsylvania on Saturday, seeking support from working-class voters and promising to reject bad trade deals. Speaking at a wire manufacturing company in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, Clinton said she would raise wages and she promised to protect American workers.
And we're going to say no to unfair trade deals. We're going to stand up to China. We're going to support our steel workers, our auto workers, our homegrown manufacturers. I feel strongly about this and I need your help. I need your ideas about how we're going to do this.
Clinton has said that she opposes a pending trade deal with Asian countries negotiated by President Barack Obama, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because it does not do enough to protect U.S. workers. Clinton and her running mate, Tim Kaine, are touring so-called Rust Belt states, Pennsylvania and Ohio, considered key states in November's election. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump has criticized Muslim lawyer Khizr Khan, whose son was killed in Iraq and who gave a well-received speech at the Democratic National Convention, for saying that Trump had sacrificed nothing and no one. In an interview with ABC Television, Trump said that he has made lots of sacrifices, including working very, very hard, creating thousands of jobs, and building structures. Trump also criticized Khan's wife for not speaking. She said it was because she's still overwhelmed by the grief at the loss of her son and can't look at photos of him without crying. Humayun Khan, a captain in the U.S. Army, was killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq in 2004. This is VOA News. Officials in the state of Texas say 16 people died in the early morning crash of a hot air balloon. A spokesman for the Federal Aviation Administration said the balloon had apparently hit power lines and caught fire during its flight Saturday and crashed into a pasture, killing all on board. Eric Grossoff of the National Transportation Safety Board said there will be a significant investigation into this tragedy, involving local, state, and federal authorities, including the FBI.
We've asked the FBI's evidence response team out of San Antonio to come and assist us with scene documentation. This is a normal practice for the NTSB in events that are classified as major accidents, and that's what this case is.
The crash took place in an area of farmland about 50 kilometers south of the state capital, Austin. Syrian state media reported on Saturday that dozens of families started leaving besieged rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. They came after the government opened safe corridors for civilians and fighters who wanted to leave. State TV showed dozens of women and children arriving at the Salahuddin neighborhood. The state news agency said civilians later boarded buses and were taken to shelters set up by the government. Opposition activists denied reports that Aleppo residents were leaving rebel-held areas, saying that state media was attempting to falsely suggest that civilians were fleeing the area in large numbers. A group of 22 Syrian Christians joined Pope Francis in Krakow, Poland on Saturday to help celebrate World Youth Day. In an emotional speech, a 26-year-old Syrian student spoke to hundreds of thousands of Catholics about conditions in her home country and how it had challenged her faith in God. The Pope then asked those gathered to pray for the peace of Syria. He said, "Dear friends, I ask that we join in prayer for the suffering of all the victims of war and for the many families of beloved Syria and other parts of the world." Francis said that the response to hatred and violence is not hatred of other people, but rather communion, brotherhood, and family. The vigil took place on day four of the Pontiff's five-day visit to Poland. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Paris Saturday for meetings with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault. The State Department says that Kerry and Abbas discussed regional challenges and constructive ideas for the way forward in the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. That process has been in limbo since 2014. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.